Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantsFoundation.org. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
trumpeter Jared Hall opening Jazz in the Night on KPR with a G.G. Grice tune from back in the 1950s called Minority. A brand new album by Jared Hall called Influences. He's got Tal Cohen playing piano, Michael Glenn on bass, and John Bishop as the drummer. Good evening. Welcome to Jazz in the Night. I'm your host, Bob McWilliams. We're going to hear from vibist Milt Jackson with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. Up next, in about 7 minutes from the Vinyl Vault, singer and pianist Ben Sidran from back in 1981 and his LP, Old Songs for the New Depression. Milt Jackson, the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra here with the classic Milt Jackson tune called Bag's Groove on KPR. Thank you. Vibraphonist Milt Jackson and his piece Bags Groove here on KPR, arranged by John Clayton for the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. Featured along with Milt were tenor saxophonist Ricky Woodard and trombonist George Bohannon. The 1999 album Explosive, Milt Jackson meets the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. With Ben Sidran up next from the Vinyl Vaults, and after that, in just about 5 minutes, we're going to go back to 1952 for some seminal West Coast cool jazz of the Jerry Mulligan Quartet with trumpeter Chet Baker. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. Well, here's Ben Sidran for Antilles Records, a recording made in 1981 called Old Songs for the New Depression. And a terrific band on this one, with bassist Marcus Miller and drummer Buddy Williams, Richie Cole and Bobby Malak on alto and center sax, Ben Sidran singing at the piano, and a piece that goes back to the Great Depression. It's Easy Street from Ben Sidran out of the Vinyl Vault on Kansas Public Radio.
Life could be so sweet. Life could be so sweet. Life could be so sweet. Back on Easy Street, I'd love to live on Easy Street. No monthly payments that you must meet. But you sit around all day, say, sit and play the horses. Life could be so sweet for folks who live on Easy Street. Nobody works on Easy Street. Won't turn your hair to gray, no way. And when opportunity is knocking, you keep on with your rocking, 'cause you know that your fortune's made. And any time you desire, there's some fool you hire. He'll plant you trees so you can have some shade. Back on Easy Street, I'm telling everyone I meet, if I could only live on Easy Street, wouldn't want this job here today. Say, I'll put me on EAZY. Back down, on Easy Street. Life could be so sweet back on Easy Street. Life could be so sweet. What's it sound like to you? I could only live on Easy Street. Wouldn't want this job here today. No way. Take me to EAZY. Back down on Easy Street. My life could be so sweet back on Easy Street. My life could be so sweet back on Easy Street. Could be so sweet back on Easy Street. Life could be so sweet.
sweet God, take me home.
Ben Sidran and his version of Easy Street out of the Vinyl Vault. A really fun album from 1981 called Old Songs for the New Depression. And the alto sax there by Mr. Alto Madness himself, Richie Cole, with West Coast jazz, really pioneering West Coast cool sound jazz from the Jerry Mulligan Quartet with Chet Baker back in 1952. That's next in about 10 minutes. We will hear from our jazz album of the week, some cooking Latin jazz from trombonist Conrad Herwig and his album, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner. Well, I'm diving into a really great four-CD set called The Complete Pacific Jazz Recordings of the Jerry Mulligan Quartet with Chet Baker. And some of these are not even that quartet. There's a whole disc of collaborations with other artists. We're going to hear from the original sessions and one of the earliest sessions from October 1952. This is so-called famous pianoless quartet. And there's a lot of people that think the real reason it became a pianoless quartet is the first gigs this band played, there was no piano at the club. So Jerry kind of made do and then decided he liked the sound of that, and they became known, this quartet sessions for no piano. But they also became known for a young trumpeter named Chet Baker joining in with Jerry Mulligan on Barry Sax, Bobby Whitlock bass, Chico Hamilton drums. We're going to hear two tunes. They're both pretty short. They're both written by Jerry Mulligan, and they both refer to footwear. It's Mulligan's tunes, Old Shoes and Walkin' Shoes, here on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan's quartet with trumpeter Chet Baker and two Mulligan pieces, Soft Shoe and Walkin' Shoes, from 1952 on Pacific Jazz Records, early West Coast cool jazz. Someone who would be a key figure in the West Coast sound of jazz with a pianist named Lou Levy, who had started off with Georgie Ald in 1947, played with lots of folks over the next few years, and then moved away from jazz for 3 years, living in Minneapolis, working as an advertising salesman for a dental magazine. But he went out to visit L.A. in 1954, and he made an album called the Lou Levy Trio for a tiny record label called Nocturne Records, which went out of business before it came out. This music came out 35 years later. Lou Levy piano, Harry Babison bass, Larry Bunker drums, and Woody and you here on KPR. Thank you. pianist Lou Levy's trio with Harry Bambison bass and drummer Larry Bunker. The Dizzy Gillespie tune Woody and You, the 1954 album, the Lou Levy Trio, with our jazz album of the week from trombonist Conrad Herwig, the Latin side of McCoy Tyner up next. After that, we'll hear from the new one from trumpeter Eddie N. Charles and his Creole Orchestra. We're Here and We Are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. on is Conrad Herwig, the new album, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner, and that is McCoy Tyner's tune, Mellow Minor. We'll hear more from this one throughout the evening and tomorrow night as well. Our Jazz Album of the Week on KPR, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner from trombonist Conrad Herwig. In just a few minutes, the ambitious new album from pianist, composer, and arranger Amina Figueroa and her Suite for Africa. Right now, Trumpet Eddie and Charles's Creole Orchestra playing a Joe Henderson tune, A Shade of Jade, here on KPR. Trumpeter Eddie and Charles' arrangement of the Joe Henderson tune Shade of Jade here on KPR's Jazz in the Night, the new album called Eddie and Charles Creole Orchestra, and that featured saxophonist Michael Thomas and guitarist Alex Wentz with music from the new one from Amina Figueroa. Next on KPR in about 8 minutes, some of the early work of Ross on Roland Kirk back when he still went by Roland Kirk. Kansas City is blessed with some great guitar players. Saturday evening on Live at Green Eddy Lounge, we'll hear one of those, guitarist Rod Fleeman and his trio, with an hour of original KC jazz. David Bassi is your host for Live at Green Eddy Lounge, coming your way Saturday evening at 6 on Kansas Public Radio. Well, the pianist, composer, and arranger Amina Figueroa's latest album is called Suite for Africa, and she brings in the Matsiko World Orphan Choir on the three parts of that actual suite. We're going to hear the first part of that now, Spirit Africa, Spirit Liberia, the music of Amina Figueroa on Kansas Public Radio. Yeah, his composer arranger Amina Figueroa and Suite for Africa Part 1, Spirit Africa, Spirit Liberia here on KPR, with that suite featuring a choir from West Africa, the Metsiko World Orphan Choir, and Amina's terrific band with flute player Bart Plateau, Alex Pope Norris, the trumpeter Wayne Escoffery on tenor sax, bassist Yoshushi Nakamura, and drummer Rudy Royston. We've got time for a short one before we get to 10 o'clock. I thought we'd hear Rahsaan Roland Kirk when he was still Roland Kirk and the album We Free Kings. It's free for the festival. The one and only Rahsaan Roland Kirk on Kansas Public Radio. On Roland Kirk in his Three for the Festival. He played the melody simultaneously on tenor sax and manzello, another type of saxophone, and then he soloed on flute with its distinctive singing through the flute or vocal flute style. This is from the album We Free Kings. He was just Roland Kirk then in 1961, Hank Jones at the piano, with Wendell Marshall bass, Charlie Persip drums. Rahsaan Roland Kirk on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear the exotic sounds of Martin Denny and TV Private Eye jazz from the 60s by John Williams. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night at 7 on KPR.
We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. More Jazz in the Night after an NPR News update. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent in a family-friendly atmosphere and open to the public August 8th through the 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com. New music from a pianist from South Korea in New York City the last number of years. Her name is Ji-Hee Hyo, and we'll hear her tune called Extreme Noise Blocker. That's right after this news from National Public Radio here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden is referring to his poor debate performance as a stupid mistake. At a press conference tonight on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Washington, Biden was asked if he's concerned about calls for him to end his campaign.
The fact is that the consideration is that I think I'm the most qualified person to run for president. I beat him once, and I will beat him again.
Biden bristled when asked if concerns about his age and health could hurt the nation's standing in the world. The president responded that NATO leaders have not told him to get out of the race, but says he has been told he needs to win in November. Attorneys for Donald Trump are asking a judge in New York to throw out his fraud conviction. In a court filing today, the attorneys argued that the prosecution's evidence should not have been allowed. They cite the Supreme Court ruling that presidents have substantial immunity from prosecutions for acts committed in office. Trump was convicted of falsifying business records to hide a decades-old extramarital affair while campaigning for president. Roughly 500,000 Houston-area utility customers who lost electric service during Hurricane Beryl will now have power restored, will not have power restored before next week. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider has more on a report that CenterPoint Energy has submitted to regulators in Texas.
CenterPoint Executive Vice President Jason Ryan told commissioners that the company had restored power to roughly 1.2 million homes and businesses, and it expects to have another 750,000 back online by the end of the day Sunday.
That leaves about 500,000 customers that we currently expect to have outages that go into next week.
Ryan did not say how long it would take to restore power to all its customers, and much of the region is under a heat advisory. Ryan said linemen making repairs are struggling as well, with many now working 16-hour days outdoors. Several commissioners told Ryan that CenterPoint needs to do a better job of communicating what actions it's taking to get the power back on. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
Government has released new data on inflation. Details from NPR's Raphael Nam.
Overall, it was great news on inflation. Consumer prices rose 3% in June from a year ago, less than expected. And on a monthly basis, consumer prices actually fell slightly. Investors were pleased, though it may not appear that way. What happened is that investors took the data as an opportunity to diversify their portfolios. That meant selling technology shares like Nvidia that have done really well this year, hence the falls in the Nasdaq. But they bought other shares, like smaller stocks. That's actually a sign of confidence. It shows that investors are getting more comfortable in owning other companies than just the safer bets like technology.
Raphael Nam reporting. This is NPR. A UN report finds that the world's population is expected to gain more than 2 billion people in the next six decades and then peak at around 10.3 billion. After that, the report suggests the population will decline. It was released on World Population Day, citing a decline in births and fertility rates in large countries, especially in China. Actor Shelley Duvall, best known for her role in the 1980 horror film The Shining, has died of complications from diabetes. She was 75 years old. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this remembrance.
In the famous Here's Johnny scene in The Shining, it's Shelley Duvall's tearful screams that really sell the horror.
For 9 months out of that 1 year and 1 month of shooting, I had to be crying and hysterical and hyperventilating.
Duvall talking to WHYY's Fresh Air in 1992.
And that's physically almost impossible to do.
Almost. Shelley Duvall was born in Texas in 1949. There she was discovered by the famed director Robert Altman, who cast her in a number of roles through the 1970s. She eventually got tired of extensive movie shoots and returned to Texas, where she produced movies and TV shows for children. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
The IRS says it's collected more than $1 billion in overdue income taxes since last fall. The agency says the past due taxes and penalties came from people owing more than $250,000. The agency calls it an important milestone in the effort to improve compliance and fairness in the tax system. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Carnegie, supporting innovations in education, democratic engagement, and the advancement of international peace and security. More information is available online at carnegie.org.
a South Korean pianist in New York City these days, pianist Jihee Hyo on KPR. She called that tune Extreme Noise Blocker, as she's joined by bassist Alexander Claffey and drummer Joe Farnsworth from her new album called Flow, kicking off this 10 o'clock hour of KPR's Jazz in the Night, a new one from the great trombonist Steve Turay. Terrific live outing from Steve is coming your way in just over 5 minutes here on Jazz in the Night. I'm Bob McQueen's your host. Let's hear trumpeter Ray Faga back in 2004, his album called Squeeze, Squeeze, and the Wayne Shorter piece Black Nile on KPR. That is trumpeter Ray Faga here on KPR, his version of the Wayne Shorter composition Black Nile from the 2004 album Squeeze, Squeeze, Ray Vega, best known for work in a Latin jazz context, but really pretty terrific in all jazz contexts, Ray Vega. In about 10-plus minutes, we'll return it again to our jazz album of the week, the Latin side of McCoy Tyner from trombonist Conrad Herwig. Speaking of trombonists, we'll hear from the new one from Steve Turay next on Jazz in the Night. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education online at ku.edu. Well, just out on Smoke Session Records, trombonist Steve Turay's album Sonia's, recorded live at Smoke Jazz Club last summer, and Steve Turay with a terrific band with him, Nicholas Payton on trumpet and Ron Blake on tenor sax, two great veterans on bass and drums, Buster Williams and Lenny White, and one of the finest young musicians in jazz, pianist Isaiah J. Thompson. And the six of them tackle a Jerome Kern standard, favorite of jazz artists for many decades. It's called All the Things You Are, here on KPR. Thank you. trombonist Conrad Herwig and the McCoy Tyner piece Fly with the Wind on KPR from the KPR Jazz Album of the Week, the Latin side of McCoy Tyner. And what a band with Conrad. Craig Handy sax, trumpeter Alex Norris, pianist Bill O'Connell, Ruben Rodriguez, Robbie Amin, bass and drums, conga drummer Camilo Molina. Before that, trombonist Steve Turre and his new live album called Sonia's. And we heard from that All the Things You Are with the wonderful singer Vanessa Rubin up next. We'll be following that up with one from the vinyl vault from the late great pianist Mulgrew Miller. We're Here and We Are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Here's Vanessa Rubin, an album of songs written by Tad Dameron called The Dream Is You. And the song is I Think I'll Go Away, here on KPR.
But not for just a while. As far as I can go from your enchanting smile, I'll find a quiet stream where time will mend a broken dream. So bittersweet to realize you're in my heart, but in disguise. I try to make believe, but you were being kind. I've searched, reached out for love. Your love I couldn't find. No sense in being cool, for in my heart I'd be a fool to think I'd go away from
Vanessa Rubin on KPR singing a Jimmy Heath arrangement of the Tad Dameron song, I Think I'll Go Away. The album called The Dream Is You, Vanessa Rubin sings Tad Dameron. With pianist Mulgrew Miller from the Vinyl Vault next, and after that we'll hear the wonderful trumpeting work of Jim Rotondi, who we lost this weekend at only age 61. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kansas City PBS, unlocking and streaming more KCPBS programming with the PBS video app and Passport Video Library. More information at kansascitypbs.org/passport. Well, here is Maugre Miller in 1987 from the Vinyl Vault on Landmark Records, the LP Wingspan. The piece by Maugre called Soul Leo on KPR. music of pianist Mulgrew Miller, his composition Soul Leo on KPR, out of the Vinyl Vault, the 1987 LP Wingspan on Landmark Records. And what a band, with Kenny Garrett playing alto sax and Steve Nelson vibes, Charnette Moffett and Tony Ritas bass and drums, percussionist Rudy Bird, the late great Mulgrew Miller on Jazz in the Night. Well, we lost a great jazz artist this weekend, trumpeter Jim Rotondi, who was a key figure on the New York City jazz scene for some 25 years, was one of the original members of the band One for All and continued to be a member over the last three decades. He moved to Graz, Austria a few years back to teach there at the university, and he continued to pop back to America and record and perform some as well. He died suddenly this weekend at the age of 61, a real shock to the many jazz artists that really, really were close to Jim. We're going to hear from his album, The Move, and hear some of his ballad work. It's Jim Rotondi's ballad playing on the standard Too Late Now on KPR. Thank you. Jim Rotondi, who we lost this weekend at age 61. What a gorgeous version of the ballad. Too Late Now, here on Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Any good news organization should bring you points of view that you agree with and points of view that you don't. Facts you approve and facts that make you uncomfortable. Our job is to bring you the full picture in context so you can decide. This is NPR.
We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. More jazz right after this news here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Democratic Party officials and voters are digesting President Biden's first solo press conference in months. Speaking on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Washington, Biden rejected the idea of ending his campaign for the good of the party, the nation, and his legacy. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, the president looked and performed stronger than he did at the first debate held 2 weeks ago.
This is kind of an arena that really works for him. I mean, this is part of his legacy. It's one of his biggest accomplishments of his first term in office, bringing back leadership of the United States to the world stage, expanding NATO. He talked about Finland, bringing in Finland to NATO. I mean, he was right. No one was thinking about bringing Finland joining NATO at that time, or at least the beginning of his administration. That was really big.
NPR's Franco Ordonez reporting. A federal judge in Baton Rouge has dismissed charges against a Black Lives Matter organizer who was blamed for injuries that a police officer suffered during a 2016 protest. As NPR's Sandhya Dirks reports, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear the case.
At a 2016 Baton Rouge Black Lives Matter protest, someone threw a rock at a police officer's head, wounding them. The protest organizer, activist D. Ray McKesson, wasn't involved, but the anonymous officer sued McKesson, claiming he was liable. Activists, mostly on the left, worried such a ruling might allow for neo-Nazis to commit violence at a racial justice protest and leave the organizer at fault. They also worried it would effectively kill the right to protest in parts of the country. But the federal court decision found that McKesson wasn't liable for the officer's injuries. His lawyers say the ruling establishes that protest organizers aren't responsible for violence they didn't intend. Sandhya Dirks, NPR News.
The Israeli military has published findings of an inquiry into its failure to protect Israelis during the Hamas attacks on October 7th. NPR's Daniel Estrom reports that no military officers have been reprimanded.
The inquiry looked into the attack on Kibbutz Be'eri and found 340 militants killed 101 civilians there. It said residents defended themselves for the first 7 hours, while security forces outside the kibbutz did not immediately engage due to a, quote, lack of order. The inquiry absolved a commander of wrongdoing in one of the most contentious actions of that day. He ordered tank fire on a home where civilian hostages were held. The army found that most of the hostages were likely killed by militants, not the tank fire. In a statement, the kibbutz demanded a state inquiry, which would examine the responsibility of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He has resisted such an inquiry mid-war. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
You're listening to NPR. Actor Alec Baldwin was back in court Thursday for his involuntary manslaughter trial. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, the focus was on some of the evidence recovered from the crime scene in New Mexico in 2021.
A Santa Fe crime scene technician was grilled about the guns and ammunition recovered from the set of the Western film Rust, including remnants of live bullets that were in the gun used by Alec Baldwin. The actor was setting up a scene for the movie when the Colt 45 he was pointing went off, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins. During the trial, the gun's manufacturer testified the firearm could only be set off by pulling the trigger. Attorneys asked witnesses who brought live ammunition to the set. A Santa Fe detective says it was the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who's already been convicted for involuntary manslaughter. She's serving an 18-month sentence. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
A federal appeals court in Philadelphia has ruled that college athletes whose efforts benefit their schools can be considered employees. U.S. District Court Judge Al Philippe Restrep says those athletes should receive compensation under federal labor laws. The ruling is a setback for the NCAA, which challenged a Supreme Court decision in a case brought by current and former collegiate athletes. The plaintiffs argue that their sports obligations amount to working 30 or more hours a week. The NCAA announced a nearly $2.8 billion revenue sharing plan last May. On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 32 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive. Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small businesses moving, including protection while running errands and other tasks, at progressivecommercial.com.
the new album, Soul Jazz, on KPR, the Eddie Harris tune, Mean Greens, with the band called Something Else. It features Vincent Herring on alto sax. He put the band together with trumpeter Jeremy Pelt, tenor saxophonist Wayne Escoffery, who we'll hear doing some ballad work later this hour, guitarist Paul Ballenbach, Dave Kokoski, Essie at Otis Brown III, piano, bass, and drums. Soul Jazz from the band Something Else. Here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night, let's get a little soulful with Greg Scaff, a little bluesy, and the title track to his new album, it's called Re-Up. Greg Scaff on KPR. Thank you. next vibraphonist, Ben Galees, his tune called Get On It here on KPR. It's from his new album, Stick Together, where he's joined by pianist Art Hirahara, bassist Boris Kosloff, and drummer Rudy Royston. Before that, guitarist Greg Scaff with Ogana Akegwo and Jonathan Barber bass and drums. The Greg Scaff original called Re-Up, and that's the name of his new album, Re-Up. With the ballad work of saxophonist Wayne Escoffery up next in just under 10 minutes, we'll have another from our jazz album of the week. It's called The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner from trombonist Conrad Herwig. I am Bob McWilliams. Thanks for staying up with me tonight. I'm here till midnight, and then all night jazz after that with David Bassey here on Kansas Public Radio. Wayne Escoffery from the album Times Change back in 2001, and the ballad, the standard, That's All, for you here on Kansas Public Radio. Saxophonist Wayne Escoffery and his version of the standard That's All. That comes from a 2001 album called Times Change. Aaron Goldberg, piano, bassist Joel Forbes, and drummer Carl Allen, the director of the UMKC Jazz Program these days, rounding out that one with Wayne Escoffery. And music from our jazz album of the week from trombonist Conrad Herwig, the Latin side of McCoy Tyner, is just ahead. In about 20 minutes, we'll hear singer Lisa Rich from a new album by her, and she'll be singing the John Hendricks lyrics to one of the great Thelonious Monk compositions, Ask Me Now. We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, here's trombonist Conrad Herwig, the Latin side of McCoy Tyner, our KPR Jazz Album of the Week, and this tune is called Reaching Forth, F-O-U-R-T-H. Conrad Herwig, McCoy Tyner, is Reaching Forth on Kansas Public Radio. Is Conrad Herwig with the KPR Jazz Album of the Week, the Latin side of McCoy Tyner. McCoy's piece there, Reaching Forth, a really impressive band with Conrad Herwig, saxophonist Craig Handy, and trumpeter Alex Norris, pianist Bill O'Connell, with bass by Ruben Enriquez, drums by Robbie Amin, plus conga drummer Camilo Molina here on Jazz in the Night. No matter how you get the news of the day, in your car, at the office, at home, or on the go, your support ensures KPR will be your place, always be your place for news about the things that really matter to you. We're committed to serve you, our listeners, because you matter. Your financial support matters to you. Make a difference when you donate at KansasPublicRadio.org. In this next set, we'll hear jazz out of the Bay Area from saxophonist Patrick Wolf, but first a new one, guitarist Michael O'Neill, a name not especially familiar in the world of jazz, but very familiar in the world of music, as he's worked for many years with Barbara Streisand, with George Benson, with Al Jarreau, Stevie Wonder, Tony Braxton, the Crusaders, Ricky Lee Jones, and many others. He's also a composer for television for a lot of reality shows, including The Real Housewives of Miami and The Real Husbands of Hollywood. But here, Michael O'Neill focuses on jazz. The album is called Arrival, and this is his piece called Yet Another Blues. Guitarist Michael O'Neill here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Couple of blues there for you in that set, starting with guitarist Michael O'Neill and Yet Another Blues here on KPR's Jazz in the Night, the new album called Arrival from a 30-year-plus veteran of the music industry, but doing a jazz album now, Michael O'Neill. And then it was a Kenny Dorham composition called Back Road. That is from saxophonist Patrick Wolfe, his quintet of the new album Bay Blue. He's a key figure in the Bay Area jazz scene. Joined by other Bay Area jazz artists Mike Olmos, trumpet, Keith Saunders, piano, Eric Markowitz, bass, and drummer Evan Hughes. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education online at ku.edu. Just a few minutes, we're going to hear from a brand new duo album, sax and piano, Eric Alexander and Mike Ledud. But right now, singer Lisa Rich, her new album, Long As You're Living. This is the music of Thronius Monk with the lyrics of John Hendricks. Lisa Rich singing Ask Me Now on KPR.
Once you said you love me, place no one above me, pray that I would make that vow. What dumb thing did I say? So busy being blasé, how I wish you'd ask me now. Was vain and blind once, prone to be unkind once, wish they'd turn back time somehow. Then I was audacious, I ignored anything precious. How I wish you'd ask me now. I thought I'd always be footloose and fancy free. How could I have been so blind? What I once made light of turned out to be true love. My ego ruined me, flattered me and fooled me more times than the laws allow. You asked me could I care, my attention was elsewhere. How I wish you'd ask me now. Made light of turned out to be true love. Once my ego ruined me, flattered me and fooled me more times than lost love. You asked me, could I care? My attention was elsewhere. How I wish you'd ask me now.
Thelonious Monk's composition, Ask Me Now, on KPR. John Hendricks added lyrics to that many years ago. And just on the new album from Lisa Rich, she sings those lyrics, the album called Long As You're Living, with Mark Copeland at the piano and bassist Drew Gress, and also the work of trumpeter Dave Ballou. Now, Lisa Rich's career was really rolling back in the 1980s, and she suffered a debilitating illness that made it unable for her to perform in concert, in Lenny Live setting, and also even to record. And she let her voice kind of go away because she couldn't work with that. With the help of the late now jazz singer Jay Clayton, who encouraged her to come back and use her musical talent, she was able to regain her voice and get healthy enough so that she could make this new record called Long As You're Living. So it's great to have Lisa Rich back after a long, long, long layover. Her new album called Long As You're Living, Lisa Rich on Kansas Public Radio. We've got time for one more tonight before we get to midnight. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for being with me here on Jazz in the Night. Of course, after NPR News at 12:01, we'll have All Night Jazz with David Bassey. And here's a brand new live album, a duo album. It's just tenor sax and piano. It's Eric Alexander and Mike LeDunn. The album simply called Together, recorded last summer and now being released on the Cellar label. And let's hear their version of Hoagy Carmichael's The Nearness of You for you here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Thank you. Saxophonist Eric Alexander and pianist Mike LeDun, and The Nearness of You is from their new duo album. Eric Alexander and Mike LeDun together for you here on Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio.
Kansas City is blessed with a lot of great guitar players, and we'll hear from one this week on Live at Green Lady Lounge, the Rod Fleeman Trio. David Bassey. Join me live at Green Lady Lounge Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the inner workings of the government to the creatives making waves in the arts, Morning Edition lets you hear directly from people making headlines.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is with us.
That's writer and director Ava DuVernay.
I spoke recently with Billie Eilish and her brother slash producer slash co-writer, Phineas.
Listen weekdays for conversations and stories that go deeper than sound bites on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekday mornings 5 to 9 on KPR. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. B-movie mogul Roger Corman died earlier this year, and Friday night, July the 19th, the Liberty Hall will honor his career with a bonkers double feature, including the classic Attack of the Crab Monsters and Swamp Women. 7 p.m. Friday, July the 19th, the Liberty Hall. Tickets available at the door. Details at kansaspublicradio.org. I'm Bob McWilliams. Back tomorrow night, 9 to midnight, All Night Jazz with David Bassey next after the news on Kansas Public Radio.